This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Dietary guidelines for Americans, our topic today. We're joined by National Milk's Director of Regulatory Affairs, Michaela Hanselman. Michaela, what's the latest with reshaping My Plate and recommending what Americans should be consuming?
So the 2025-2030 dietary guidelines for Americans are currently in the process of being updated. That process is a multi-year process. So right now the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee is reviewing the science and putting together their recommendations for how the dietary guidelines should be updated from the previous version. And dairy plays a pretty important role in the dietary guidelines. Not only is dairy a distinct group, but it also has, there's 3 servings of dairy recommended, and is a dairy the source of 3 of the 4 nutrients of public health concern: calcium, potassium, and vitamin D.
Seems like there's always a continued push for more dairy in the diet as we, as Americans, are falling short of dairy consumption.
Yeah, so in the last round, and I think this round is going to find similar, that nearly 90% of Americans don't consume the recommended servings of dairy. And there's a decline from young children as you go to adulthood. There's, I'm sure, varying reasons behind that, from milk consumption to, you know, just all sorts of factors that go into it. So, yeah, we're hopeful that people will start to consume and meet the recommended servings of dairy because of all the nutrients that dairy provides.
So these dietary guidelines, I guess, similar to the Farm Bill, every 5 years, and the last round was 2020 to 2025, and we're in that now, and now we're looking at 25 to 2030?
Yep. So every 5 years, the dietary guidelines get updated. So they choose a new advisory committee. The advisory committee looks at the science and then makes the recommendations, and USDA and HHS will then choose to take those recommendations or not to update the guidelines.
We're talking about dietary guidelines for all Americans, but that's a wide range from birth to senior citizens.
So they are the dietary guidelines for Americans. They're kind of broken down by age. So the last round, they actually added for the first time a 0 to 24 month age group. So focused on infants and toddlers. And then it goes all the way up throughout the lifespan from young children to adults. But you are correct in that the dietary guidelines, all nutrition-related programs, so the school meal programs, the WIC rule update that just came about, are all based on what is in the dietary guidelines for Americans and have to align with the dietary guidelines. So, for example, schools can only serve fat-free and 1% because that is what is recommended in the dietary guidelines.
But flavored milk is permitted in schools now, right?
Yep. So, actually, a new school meal rule came out in April solidifying that fat-free and 1% flavored milk can also be served in schools in addition to white milk.
So as we look at tweaking what's on our plate in the My Plate dietary guidelines, what's the next step, Michaela?
So the committee, which is reviewing the science, will release their report. Their scientific report is expected to be released at the end of October. And so that has all of their recommendations for how they believe the dietary guidelines should be updated based on the science reviewed. USDA and HHS will then take that report and develop the actual policy document or the actual dietary guidelines for Americans. And typically that takes them around a year, so we'd be seeing them come out at the end of 2025. Again, the timeline can be up in the air. We could see them sooner.
For those interested in more info and to look more into what's happening on My Plate, the website myplate.gov is a good resource, right?
Yes. Yeah, MyPlate is really how they take the dietary guidelines for Americans and make it easier to understand and more digestible recommendations. So that's 3 servings of dairy, how many fruits and veggies. It's an easy visual for what should be on your plate. We continue to push for dairy to remain a distinct group of the dietary guidelines and to continue to recommend 3 servings of dairy for older children and adults, and emphasize all the health benefits that dairy has.
Thank you for the time today, Michaela. Michaela Hanselman is Director of Regulatory Affairs with the National Milk Producers Federation. Find more at nmpf.org.